Hey everybody, this is Jeff, your GM and humble narrator, and welcome back to another episode of Big Campaign Stories. Before we start the session, let's get them lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, I'm playing fours, and I rolled a 15. Marshall.
Hey, this is Marshall, I'm playing Keegan, and I got a 6. Jesse, take it away.
Alright, I'm Jesse, I'm playing Oswald. I got a 3.
Jesse, do you want to give us that recap?
Yeah. So in the previous session, we attended Esper's funeral after he was killed by the assassin atop the roof. A lot of the funeral was in Halfling, and Barry was there to helpfully translate service for us. During the funeral, we also had a series of flashbacks, one for each of us. Lucius had a flashback with his siblings, talking about Magnus and the whole ritual that had been gone through. Keegan had a flashback tooling up Bold requisitions, security at the building, and fixing up the wrecker, things like that. Fours had a flashback wandering the streets wearing Lucius's face and body and whatnot, and got ambushed by an assassin who Fours knows and had a pleasant conversation with. and I had a flashback with Carver, someone who I'd seen before but not known the name of, flying out of the sky to come and hang out with me, potentially trying to be friends, and I pretty much socially biffed that. And he dropped off some euros and left. That's what I've got from my notes.
Across the street, Good Berries is still closed. Occasionally, you can catch glimpses of Sabrina training with Karashi as she throws punches and practices dodges. Keegan, you have installed and fixed up the wrecker well enough that you can increase its hit points by 30.
Oh, sweet.
Its armor class by 3, speed by 5 feet, and the shotgun seat can move out to give a better view. Think something like the turtle van.
Awesome. Nice. Very cool.
That thing's going to break on its first use. It's going to dump you into the street.
I'm not going to be on
sitting
it.
Sitting there like a turret that's just like not connected. We're going to clip a telephone pole or something and just snap it right off.
Getting to a halt, sparks flying on the bottom of your turret seat.
Well, unless there's anything else you guys want to do at base, I was going to start you guys off on the Ophelia mission. So before we head out into the city, is there anything you guys want to get at base? As Lucius tells you that he has more things he needs to take care of for you guys to go handle this, he will meet up with you when he can.
I'm going to text my dad and say, call me. I'll leave that on him to call me, and if it doesn't come through right away, I'll just wait. And then for the mission, just my standard gear, maybe that new rifle I got in the glove. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
I think I'd send a message to Sharap Dell asking him if he could make time for me at some point to talk about finances.
I will grab Cobbler to bring with.
All right.
It's that extra natural armor that you have in your coat.
Okay, so after having gathered their materials and heading north on the freeway, as you guys head to East Dustbanter, Fours, you're able to look over the job on your data pad as you're heading on the freeway. Ophelia reached out about Runic Securities. As she says, it's a good company run by good people. They called us as soon as it happened, which is smart. They were having a shipment of enriched and potent materials stolen. They claim it was the Sons of Zrain. Point is, the loan they took out is effectively stolen. And Keegan, you have clearance to use force as necessary.
Just Keegan? I'm looking over the work order. I'm like, it only mentions Keegan in the force section. I'm looking for other asterisks.
And you know Keegan has a mercenary license.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, okay. It wouldn't cost that much if you guys would like to get mercenary licenses.
That lead to weird things.
You too can have a 1,000-yard stare coming back from missions.
But it is only 500 credits for a mercenary license. So If you guys want one, you can get one.
No questions asked. You can get them in bulk.
I don't think it would occur to Oswald yet to get a mercenary license. He might end up doing something where it would be handy if he had one, but I don't think he's thinking that far ahead yet.
I've never been dinged professionally as a retriever for doing mercenary S things, have I? Like, I haven't gotten any citations or any...
No, not at all.
Okay.
Mercenary work literally does kind of come down to if you have to kill somebody or not.
Okay.
And a good retriever never should have to.
Yeah.
No one should be killed, but living steel grenades are just really flipping cool. And so it is what it is.
But so as you read, Ophelia will say, you know, we want to get it back for them so they can do the work they'll pay out for us. This one will take some chasing, a little bit of digging. But if we get this back to them as soon as possible, we have a good chance that they're going to be our first point of contact with the budding Arferi changes happening. Malv Ranza is the owner of Runic Securities. Talk with them about what happened, retrieve the materials, and let us know it's done.
All right. I'm looking over the order for specific time constraints, I guess.
There are not time constraints as this material was stolen.
Mm-hmm. It's just ASAP, like the longer we wait, the harder it's going to be to...
Yeah, because we don't want them to sell it off to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. What's the pay?
This one looks like it's 15,000 credits.
Is this a job for bold requisitions? Or is it a job for we three individual people?
Ophelia's end statement at the end of the message you got was, this mission would be a lot safer without Lucius.
But this is just in the invoice. This isn't a message that she left with us, or we're not actually talking to her.
Right. This is the forwarded message from Lucius saying we took the job.
Okay.
Wonder if Lucius bothered to read it.
So we're heading to the, is Runic Securities in, Arferi District?
It is in East Duskbanter, below the Arferi District.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll head that way. I just didn't say it, but I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Unless anybody else has want to drive, but Forrest was looking over the information and Oswald's shaking his head, so. yeah, I'll head that way towards our contact point, and we will head straight to the building unless anybody needs anything on the way. Cooler's stocked, so we don't need to stop for a while.
Does it say what the nature of the stuff that was stolen was, or is that too much information for we need to get those blanks filled in by talking to him?
Exactly. That would be something that speaking with Bulv would help figure that out. From Ophelia's side, she has a manifest. Mm-hmm. Just saying, like, materials were delivered.
They didn't go into details.
Yeah.
All right.
How long of a drive is it?
East Duskbanter is probably about a 3-hour drive.
Good thing I'm used to driving in my armor now.
You wear new armor?
Polished armor.
Nice.
But I had to clean it up from last time and put in some extra padding. But it's not the Punch Junction suit, it's the black suit.
Nice, and serious looking gear. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm. I like the Punch Junction suit.
I do too, but it stands out. It has a point. It has a purpose, and this, I don't think this job is it.
Mm-hmm. Do we know anything about the Sons of Zerain?
Go ahead and roll me a knowledge local.
All right. Not sure that that's anything that we've encountered before.
I would take knowledge history.
I do have ranks in knowledge local, or at least a little bit.
I'll give you sense motive, final offer.
I don't have
any of those knowledges.
I got a 23 in knowledge local.
All right. Anybody else?
I mean, it's just an unaided knowledge check of plus zero for me. It's just rolling a d20. kind of feels like...
None of my knowledges are pertainable to this.
I'm going to go ahead and ponder it a bit so that we can get a layman's cursory footnote of the Sons of Zerain. I'm going to think about my knowledge local. And with a fearsome two, which I did not auto-fail because That is not a red two.
So fours with a two. No, you don't know anything about these guys. Oswald, though, you do know about these guys. Your parents have warned you about them. In Pauldron, they're not so common, but when they do show up, they are something to be feared. The Sons of Zerain, S-U-N-S, not S-O-N-S, are a militant group of human supremacists, anti-non-cleric magic. So they hate all wizards, druids, and any non-humans. Though they are okay with halfway.
Makes sense.
All right, Oswald, put on your human disguise.
Yeah, we don't have our human with us.
Oh, yeah, what do they think of Corlys?
Just explain why they wouldn't want Lucius to go along on this mission, though. If they really hate arcane magic users,
oh, then
that
sure. would be
a problem. Oh, there is that.
Yeah, totally tracks.
You like this Although guy.
Lucius is pretty good about hiding the fact that he uses arcane magic, but it only takes one mistake. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe they have, you know, some kind of way of telling.
Detect magic.
Sure. I mean, yeah, but like also, I don't know, they've got some kind of weird tech that just sniffs out arcane magic users as soon as they walk in the door. I don't know. Which again, yes, detect magic, but I don't know. Metal detectors, but for wizards?
Maybe.
A whole new meaning for the word arcane wand. Just got a little TSA wand waving it over somebody.
Are you bringing any undeclared magical effects on you?
Does Oswald share this information?
Yeah, I'll share that. It's like, oh yeah, I've heard about the Sons of Zerain. They really don't like anybody that uses arcane magic, or really anything other than cleric magic, so probably won't even like me. Well, they definitely won't like me, because they also really hate anybody that isn't human. So I guess we'll just have to deal with that. They're probably going to dislike us even before they know that what we're there for, if they spot us.
We're not going to make friends.
Are they militant enough that, like, they'll just go out of their way to attack somebody on sight that isn't human, or is it more just like they'll start with a default attitude of unfriendly?
With a 23, you know that they have been engaged in violence towards non-humans. Mm.
And they're pretty brazen about it, or careful about it?
They're open enough that people know about it, but they move along quickly enough that they don't usually get caught.
Okay. But they have an excuse to commit violence against us. They will, but they're not just like going through town genociding everybody that isn't human.
Right. They don't have the numbers or power to do that, but they are competent enough to be able to make attacks on non-human if the opportunity is there.
Got it. So if they have an opportunity to kill us, they will.
Correct.
They aspire to war crimes.
Don't we all?
I don't endorse that statement.
It's like, no.
Us here at Big Debate Podcast are very against all war crimes.
Let's just say, yeah. Free Palestine. Right. Let's make this clear.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, I'll share that with the gang. But
So you guys have about 3-hour drive heading up north towards East Duskbanter.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I'm spending my time doing for that 3 hours. Probably just looking out the window, I think. Just watching the scenery go by.
Oh yeah, who's sitting where?
I'm in the back, where I usually am, because I'm wearing a giant-ass bulky backpack. Like,
Yep. Makes sense.
I'm driving. We established that.
So, shotgun's yours if you want it.
Yep. Probably be in shotgun, looking over the details. We have no idea equipment-wise what this is going to require, but otherwise I might be in the back checking stuff. But it's all too early.
With Keegan's modification, the wrecker is pretty well equipped. You guys are able to store more things in here. So imagine a lot of the general materials or items you use are here. More specified things might not be. Like, you guys finally have the gun in the glove compartment. You guys finally have backup batteries. You guys have materials you've gathered. And I'm willing to say, if Keegan's okay with it, that the sculptor is back here, that he's repaired and fixed.
Yeah, that seems like a good spot for it.
We should have that mounted to the gunner seat. I gotta test that thing out.
And I'm gonna put on
my, yeah. Well, wherever we happen to be at this moment that it occurred to me. And
there
might be some turbulence, but I'm gonna buckle up, and my confidence isn't soaring that this isn't a 5-point harness, but
just the over the shoulder one, click.
yep.
There's not even a lap belt. It's just
it's just the shoulder strap.
You need that mobility.
But I'm totally going to test it out unless you stop me, Keegan.
No.
I'll have my my peekers fastened on my head, because I imagine I'm going to need some goggles, something to act as goggles.
Yeah, I mean, you start looking around, you're like, holy crap, it does this? Hang on. Yeah, I'm going to let you do it.
I imagine there's some like big chunky lever you have to pull down to like start moving the turret outside of the van.
Yeah. Oh, is there an actual? It's just the seat that pops out, right? Or is it a gun?
No, it's the seat that pops out.
Uh-huh.
So if you have guns, you can shoot
and
them.
It's BYO guns.
BYOG.
It's not. There isn't like a 50 cal. Like I wouldn't. swing out an actual giant gun on the freeway.
Oh, I was assuming that there was a mount with a weapon attached to it.
Well, that's what I brought up just before I tested it out. But yeah, we could totally put the sculptor on this thing.
Yeah, we could add a mount. We could do what we wanted. But right now, it's just the seat that kicks out. The door opens, seat goes out.
Yeah.
Fun for all age.
Like dog sticking its head out the window seat.
Yep,
it's like dog sticking its whole body out the window. Oh.
Dog get hung out the side. If nothing dire happens, I'm just gonna be out there until I am getting uncomfortable with the cold of the wind whipping over me. We're on the freeway, are we?
But you guys will exit off the freeway underneath a billboard for Alabaster Pizza. Sorry, Jesse, you were saying something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually thought of something that I would be doing during the drive is I would be taking Chesro's big bottle of lube and applying that to my, my equipment.
With some smooth jazz playing in the background.
So, yeah, I would not be wearing my kit. I'd have it, like, on my lap in front of me, and I'd be, like, just lubing up all the innards.
Get it all nice and juicy.
Yep.
So, my dad owes a bunch of people a lot of money, and they contacted me this time saying they want a favor. I need to call them back, but I might be getting into something to clear his debt. And I hate to ask, but I might need some backup for it.
Okay. I won't even look up, and I'll just say I'm in.
How much is he in for?
Cobbler roll meow from the mid section of the van.
Yes, Cobbler's in too.
they didn't say a specific. They didn't say a specific amount, but they said 5,000 credits would be nothing to what he owes. So they're kind of waiting for me to call back while he just kind of gambles away. I'm not sure what casino he's at or what region he's in right now. I'm waiting for him to get back to me too. But
he's in. Is that casino a local casino? He's in town.
He might be in Golden. He might be in town. He might still be in Corlea. I'm not sure where he's at or where they called from. But even. Sounds like even if he runs out of money and they deal with him, they'll come after me for what he owes.
Well, what'd you have in mind?
Debt is inherited.
I didn't have anything in mind. They said they needed a favor and it would clear things up. So once I find out what they want, I either lean into it or wash my back for a while.
Okay.
And we don't need more back watching, so.
Are you wanting to rescue your dad from the situation? And I'll kind of like, I won't raise my head, but I will kind of like look up to at you to see like how you react to this.
I'm probably quieter than longer than I should have been. Yes.
8 minutes. 8 minutes of silence.
Yeah. If I can get him out of it, that's what I want to do. He asked me for money a while back, and I told him I didn't have any. I didn't realize how deep he was in. Mm. He's always getting himself in and out of trouble. This time it sounds like it's worse, though. Not to add another thing to our plate, but that's come and knocked at my door recently.
Right.
Yeah. So. Whenever you figure out what the favor is, I'm there.
Yeah. Depending on what it is, you might not need help at all. But yeah, I'm always there if you need another hand.
Thanks, guys.
Speaking of telling people things, kind of let a pregnant pause go. I think I may have figured out who one of the assassins is.
I will stop lubing my equipment and look up.
I will look over to him.
Yeah, I was making my rounds as Lucius as a decoy, and they made a move, and I offered to pay them off, and they quoted me 20,000 credits. That's, a steep amount, but... You know, there's the real possibility in mind that I won't have to pay ultimately, or that I may be able to get the money back, but I don't know. But yeah, it looks like an independent hire from the assassin is an independent hire from the Anchored. Oh, it's my brother.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
Do you want to say it loud enough to share with the class?
Yeah, it's one of my kin. Apparently they got into contract killing some time ago, but I haven't seen them since I left home.
Ah.
They gave me their number, so anything they try to do, I should be able to head them off.
And this is the guy that shot Esper?
Yeah, it's not ideal. I felt really awkward at the funeral.
So if you pay them off, won't the Anchor just send somebody new?
In theory, but also this solution came to mind, not wanting to kill them for obvious reasons. But that also, this might be I figure before they leave town, because that's what they said they'd do when they got paid, we might get the inside dope on the Anchored, and I don't know, maybe give us an advantage.
So that'd be part of what we're buying for 20K, is not just this assassin goes away, but also we get some information on the Anchored and can maybe make a more permanent move.
Yeah, I guess. I kind of was hoping that I wouldn't have to involve the company's funds so much as...
The company's after employee social security withdrawal funds.
Yeah. I was gonna borrow against my future wages, but it's pretty steep. Mm. But depending on what Bull Requisition's current financials are right now, I might have to look elsewhere anyways. I don't know if we have that much in the petty cash.
I feel like Lucius is probably going to be pretty okay with spending 20K of the company's money to avoid an assassin killing him.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would hope.
You know Sabrina wants blood, right?
Yes. Yeah, that is true.
I mean, she's training with Karashi. She's planning on hunting this guy down.
Up until just now, I was planning on helping her.
Yeah, that's an extra little complication. But, you know, as long as we're telling people stuff, and I'm going to move the jump seat back out into the freeway.
Just so the wind of the freeway is rushing through the van and ends conversation.
I won't stay out for a super long time. I'll come back in if you guys have follow-ups.
I certainly do.
I'm going to look over at Oswald as he goes back out, look back at the road, and just shake my head for a second.
I'm sure that Forrest is currently really hindering the visibility of one of your side mirrors, depending on which side of the van this is popping out of. Yeah, when Keegan makes eye contact with me, I think I would just, like, shrug. And just, I don't know, sit there for a minute and wait and see how long it's going to be before Forrest pops back into the van. Because, family stuff, and family stuff is hard, and I understand that Forrest needs to take a minute to process what's going on.
Oh, yeah. And I understand family stuff. I can't be too frustrated or...
It'll probably be a full 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. I think this is... I'm pretty sure this is the first time Forrest has mentioned anything about their family to Oswald.
To any of you.
Yeah. It's like, I think I knew you had family and, like, roughly where you come from in the world, but I don't think you've mentioned them, like, ever.
I think it came up a little bit in the Festival of Families.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Very briefly.
Yeah. I think maybe my parents asked you about them or something.
I haven't gotten you alone in the car yet, so can't bombard you with questions.
And now, thanks to your upgrades, you'll never be able to catch me alone in the car again.
So yeah, once you pop back in, I will ask, do you know if your kin is the only assassin that the Anchored have contracted? Like, is this a pay-in-advance kind of deal, where it's like this one person has the job, or is it more like an open contract, and whoever, like, manages to kill Lucius gets the money?
No. I'm inclined to believe that they're their key agent, because they hooked them up with the... sniper rifle, Alfier, and a whole bunch of specialized equipment to make sure that Lucius stays dead.
Whoa.
I would be surprised if they were outfitting multiple agents that way.
If your kin gets bought off by us, I assume they're going to keep the equipment, right? Not give it back to the next assassin.
They basically said as much that they were just going to, split down. I don't imagine they'd be giving it back.
I mean, but that would be dangerous for them as well if they're splitting town with an Alfier. I feel like the Anchored are going to chase them down just for that. Totally. True. Aside from, like, not falling through the contract, they're also...
True.
I don't know a ton about the Perpetuals, but I know they're all about those Alfiers. And sure. The Anchored are, like, super dangerous, I don't know, evil version of Perpetuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to chew on that one for a while as far as how we move forward. It seems like paying off your kin is probably the right way to move forward, but I don't know.
Plus, I think I might be able to get the money back from him,
Okay, well, that helps. Was your kin also the one who took a shot at Storm? At Orion Storm?
I didn't ask him about that. When did that happen? I doubt it. He is the one that took a shot at him downtown.
So was your kin both times shooting at Lucius?
Yeah. As far as the conversation I had with him, I don't know if I... Like, remembering back to it, I believe they did say... They made mention of Dosh slapping the bullet out of the air. So that was... They were there for that one.
All right. But you don't know if they're the one who shot at Orion?
I don't know enough about that.
Can you ask?
I mean, yeah. I'll be talking to him again, theoretically.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to confirm a transfer of credits at some point once I figure out how I'm making that happen.
Okay, yeah, I'm really curious about that. That's a piece that doesn't really fit for me.
Wait, what piece doesn't fit?
Why someone would take a shot at Orion. Like,
Oh.
Before we found out about the whole Anchored thing, my working theory was that somebody was shooting at Lucius and then also Orion having something to do with the war. Mm-hmm. And that whoever it was that was behind the assassination attempts would have something to gain by the death of both of the primary people involved in the war.
Oh, okay.
But now it turns out the people trying to kill Lucius have nothing to do with the war and are just trying to, like, bring Magnus back through this whole, phylactery business.
Yeah.
Which means, okay, well, then why did Ryan get shot at?
Xavier, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been somebody.
Could be, that LC... could still be the war, just, like, trying to shoot the one person.
Yeah.
The father-son shot at him and was like, well, we can't do this. Here's the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That... I still don't know how much we can trust Lucius's siblings, but that seems like the kind of thing that they would have shared. Like, hey, don't worry about it. I'm trying to take out the competition. I can't tell you the specifics, but I've got this under control. You know, something like that.
Or if it's just the fewer people you tell, the better. Like,
yeah, could be. So in any case, yeah, that's a piece for me that doesn't fit. And so I'm trying to still figure that out.
So after we kind of, after the conversation slows down and we get a little bit of silent road noise, I'll break the silence. I'll be like, so you guys mad?
No. Family's complicated. I mean,
he said for the most uncomplicated family.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, this is something.
Loving parents that hooked us all up with gifts.
Yeah, like Oswald. This is like Oswald, like growing from his initial naivete, right? Of like he grew up thinking like, oh, this is how families work. This is pretty awesome. And like over time, over the course of this podcast, he's butting up against the fact that like that's not actually how it is for most people. And he's actually super lucky that he has a loving family back home. Mm-hmm. And so he's realizing, like, oh, family actually is usually way more complicated. And that's just, like, something he's having to keep telling himself that, like, oh, yeah, family is complicated. Just because it's not complicated for me doesn't mean that's not true. Mm-hmm. And I'll think on that for a minute, and I'll say, well, I mean, I'm pretty upset that Esper's dead. But, I don't know, it feels like that was kind of an accident, right?
Yeah, like the kind of the craziest sort of freak accident. I'm going to have to give him more shit about that. How do you miss that shot?
Yeah, I mean, is your kin gonna, how does your kin feel about it? Like, if I were in that position and I was, I don't know, if my job was to be an assassin, right, which is wild, and I was being paid to kill somebody and then I accidentally killed somebody else, I feel like I would still feel bad about that.
Yeah, that's also true. Like I said, haven't seen him since I left home.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Well, I'm not mad at you, Forrest. I guess I'm still a little mad at your kin.
Fair.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do about Sabrina.
Do those dark shell bullets, do those make it impossible to res somebody? Is that why they were used?
The Demozane bullets?
Yeah.
Any of you can roll a knowledge arcane about this?
I'll give you nature. Final offer.
I'm pretty sure I got this same offer when I was trying to use a table knife to dig a bullet out of Esper. I couldn't do it then. I can't do it now.
Nope. I don't got the expertise.
Yeah, so all of you sit in the car and think about that.
I check the GPS to see how far out we are from our destination.
Taking the turn, you guys will all head up the street towards Runic Securities. You'll see temporary housing, portables that seem to be acting as the main campus for this company.
Okay, so it's not a building, it's a yard with a bunch of portables.
Correct. At this point, yes.
So is there something about the site, the location, where like it just popped up? Or is there any installation outside that...
Yeah, you can see the sign that leads you to here, to Runic Security. You can see the construction is already starting to happen, though they are having to pay people as opposed to use Amon's construction abilities. So you can see the portable set up outside for the staff and people before the building is finally constructed. Pipes being put in, windows, doors, like all these things are still half kind of formed, but the portables hold all the important paperwork and people. But Molv Ranza will come out to meet you all. An older looking void with a lot of kind of scattered eggshell patterns across their face and body as they'll, hello, hello, hello. Are you the ones that Ophelia sent? Are you here to help?
Yeah, we're Mold Requisitions.
I'll step forward and shake.
Yeah, Mold will lean in and give a strong handshake and kind of like that half hug of, oh, Ken, we've been robbed bad.
How much was taken?
Several of our data pads, a lot of our technology we already had set aside, as well as our entire shipment from Golden and Corellia. We're out units of adamantium, mithril, ethereum, demozane. It's bad. We reached out to Sword Eye, right? And none of the Seekers came to help. None from our ferry.
Yeah, they seem to have their hands full with a whole lot of nonsense lately. Not sure what that's about. And I'm going to be looking over my looking over the invoice as I talk to him.
Mulvul steps aside, and this is my secretary, Daryl, the halfling behind him. He'll help you with anything you need. Daryl will look a little like, you can tell he's a little bit, it feels like frustrated, but obviously overwhelmed, right? Like there's a lot of things happening, and so he's just kind of in a bad mood. Mulv is here, of course, for anything you need.
Okay. I'll take Daryl aside, I guess, and can you answer some questions about some of the technology that was stolen? We might be able to track that stuff. Is it still connected to your networks?
Daryl will check their data pad, and no, sadly, I don't think they are anymore.
Right. I'll ask to see his data pad. you mind if I take a look?
Go and give me a sense motive.
Oh.
And of course, Oswald, Keegan, what are you up to while Fours is talking with Daryl?
I have more questions for Mulv, but if Keegan has questions also, then I have something else that I want to also look at.
I'm just kind of looking around for the moment, and I'll ask Mulv where the stuff was taken from. Where was the holding facility?
All right, Keegan, go ahead and give me a perception check as you're looking around. Oswald, if...
You say they took a whole shipment of adamantium, mithril, other metals? Like, how big are we talking here?
Yeah, Mulv would... Almost a full cargo shipment.
Should I be picturing a cargo container full of heavy metal?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it on a truck?
Yeah, they took it once it was here.
Right. I'm just walking through, like, what they would have needed logistically to pull off this heist. Because if we're talking about a cargo container of metal, they needed a semi or something like it to move the cargo container.
Yes. That's kind of what he's implying is that...
Yeah.
They must have taken the whole thing.
I got an 8 on my perception.
All right, not a worry. Keegan wanders the property, vigilant, looking, ready, waiting.
Oh, God. So wait.
He's got a lot on his mind.
The way Mulv is answering these questions is, like, making me think they didn't have any witnesses to the crime. Like, did you not have guards that saw this happen? You didn't have security cameras? Like,
no, I have security cameras. I just don't have anyone who saw it.
You've reviewed the tapes.
So he'll grab you and Keegan. Fours is speaking.
I'm trying
with
to be
Daryl.
Gentle because this guy is he's the owner of a security company. So
as he leads you both back towards the portable, we're Runic Securities. We focus in anti-magic adjustments to prevent magical prying into information.
So like prying, not, things like that.
Yeah, we're not like emperors. Securities. Yeah, we're not like Emperor Securities, which focuses on technology side. We're more specialized.
Okay, got it. So, security tech, not security guard.
VPN.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're more worried about the people who try to get through the cracks. Right, okay. There's not so many technomancers out there that aren't registered, or at least known. So, it's sure. The people that dabble into magic that we're trying to stop from getting into places they shouldn't be.
Okay, but that explains why your own personnel weren't guarding your stuff, but you didn't have security guards that you paid to mine this incredibly valuable cargo container?
Oh, no, we did. We contacted a local group that said they could take care of it and make sure it was safe.
Where are they?
Where who?
The local group.
I feel like a sense motive is coming on.
And who is this local
that
group?
Whatever you want.
All right, yeah.
Wait, are we going to resolve Jesse's sense motive before we resolve mine?
We are.
I'll roll mine, but we should resolve yours before we resolve mine. I got a 15.
So Fours, with a sense motive of 26, you absolutely get the feeling that Daryl is hiding something from you. They seem uncomfortable and nervous as they hand over the data pad. They don't really like this, but they don't really have a way out. Mm-hmm. Oswald with 15. Huh? Mulv seems to be pretty upfront and just kind of, it feels like he's out of his element. He doesn't know how to respond. He doesn't know how to talk because this shouldn't happen to him. He's a small enough company. He doesn't know why he would be robbed in the first place.
Right.
But Fours, with Daryl's data pad in hand, what are you doing?
I think I'm just sort of going through the sort of cybersecurity motions and kind of narrating what I'm doing as I'm doing it. Like, if Daryl's still there, I'll just kind of be explaining as I'm going into settings and finding lists of devices connected to the network and kind of showing, like, oh, you know, this is typically what I'm going to be looking for, and how many data pads you say we're taking. And I'm just...
Go and give me your computer use check.
That's a 19 altogether.
Looking through Daryl's data pad and following kind of the path that leads you down, you're able to find the camera records that show that the Sons of Zerain were on the property. You can see them putting down jammers. And do you have knowledge technology?
Not even a little.
Okay.
Dang it. Nope.
Yeah, you can see the Sons of Zerain as they move onto the property and start putting down jammers, and cameras start turning off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I see how their camera network is set up, are all of the... when I see the camera connections going out, are they consistent with what I'm seeing in the feed of the jammers going down?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, they follow into the same pattern. But go and give me a perception check as you are watching these videos.
With a 34, is a 34 good enough?
No. No.
You just don't see shit.
With a 34, you can catch at the end of one of the videos before the jammer turns on a blink dog.
Okay. Were those the seeker partnered ones?
Correct.
All right. All right.
We'll cut away from you back to Oswald and Keegan as you're with Mulv, as they're trying to get you materials and things that you're asking about.
What's the name of this local security outfit that you hired?
Yeah, no. I have it around here somewhere. Looks like, yeah. So the local group we hired in was Valencia Defenses.
I'll glance over at Keegan to see if Keegan's ever heard of them, because... he's more likely to have than me.
No, I don't think...
Knowledge Corporate would come into this.
Motherfucker, that's one of the ones I have.
I have a Knowledge Corporate. I could roll something.
I've got 1 point in Knowledge Corporate, so got a total of 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no rank in it.
Keegan, you're able to aid Oswald. But Oswald, with a 22, you know it's run by Javier Valencia, which is a local leader of the Blink Dog.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was already feeling like that was the way this was trending. Has Mulv heard from anybody from Valencia Defenses since the robbery?
I haven't. We started talks with El Raim Ryland, and our fairy leader, and shortly after, Valencia Defenses kind of canceled the contract, but not after the material was stolen.
Sure. So Mole thinks the canceling happened because of these talks. And you didn't have any of your folks on site when the robbery happened? It was just the Valencia folks on site?
Yeah, absolutely. They promised a good price, promised good defenses. We got the loan paid out to them, and I guess I made a mistake.
Okay. Is there any like markings or anything on this cargo container that helps identify it? Like if it got moved to a train yard or something that has hundreds of cargo containers, how would we find yours?
It was a Seleni Global container. Like, I mean, here I'll take you out to where it was.
Sure. Let's go look at where there isn't a container.
So he'll lead you all out there as we go back to Fours, as Daryl is staring nervously.
Yeah, I'll not looking up from the pad. I'll be like, all this stuff, all these shipments were insured, or you guys kind of having to eat this if it disappears?
Containers are insured. We'll get back the money for partially what was stolen, but we had a large contract coming up that we had taken out a loan for. And we don't feel that we can follow that contract anymore.
Okay. Do I notice anything else in particular about the the security footage?
You could see what was recorded by the cameras. You could see the result of the jammers.
As long as I've got Daryl here, if I see anything I can't get into, I'm just going to ask him to sign me in.
I need your password here, and I need your password here. And it would be faster if you just gave me your password.
As soon as you ask Daryl, with your sense of from before, you can feel that he is trying not to do that. Like, he'll be like, oh, I put it in wrong, I'm locked out.
Oh, you tried three times? I forgot to... Yeah.
But you'll definitely see him, like, the first time, like, he just, like, kind of slams numbers and things. And the second time, as he goes for it, he's pushing letters and numbers. Before he goes for that third time, he's like, oh, I can't get in.
All right. That's... And then I'll gesture for it back, and I'll be like, ah, that's okay. I'll just have to go crack it in the wrecker, and I'll take the data pad. And
what are you doing?
Oh, I got some. We need to get access to this exterior network. We've got some devices. So, you know, forgetting your password's not a huge deal, but you know. And I'm gonna be not running or anything, just walking back towards the wrecker.
All right.
We'll let you know what we find.
As you head back to the wrecker, Daryl will follow behind you. He kind of like, well, I don't think there's that much more on there. You don't have to worry about that.
Is he in on it, or is this where his porn stash is?
Yeah, it could be nothing. It's just the last sector on the data pad I don't have access to. Just gotta, you know, cross those T's, dot those I's.
Right. T's nice. And as you take a seat in the wrecker and look at the data pad, you will hear the click of a seeker pistol as Daryl will level it off at you. And we'll cut back to Keegan and Oswald as they are looking at the space where the shipping container used to be. Go ahead and give me your perception checks.
25 for me.
Can I use knowledge engineering to inspect the area?
You absolutely can, yeah.
Perfect.
When can a sliver alert noise be put in here?
Let's see. My 12. Ah, jeez. I am not rolling well this day.
As you look over this area, it's... You didn't roll high enough to maybe figure out more things, but you rolled enough to know this place doesn't look like somewhere that somebody stored something. Like, it's not dirty in the way. There's no spaces, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell that if this is a place something was supposed to be, it's not.
Okay.
Oswald, with a... perception of 25?
Mm-hmm, 25.
As you're looking about, there is a high amount of rusted and acrid dust here. More so, looking around, you can see there's homemade bullet casings, and outside of the area where the container used to be, there's at least two separate spots that have kind of a pile of reduced down dirt that's still moist and kind of mucky.
Can I further investigate that slag and see if I can determine what it's made out of or where it might have come from?
Sure. Give me an engineering check.
Okay. Total of 18.
All right. As you kind of touch the dust around here in the main area where Maul's is kind of pointing at, you can see kind of the flakes that cut your skin a little bit on your fingers. Mm. It doesn't hurt or anything because of the scaling that's starting to happen.
Right.
But somebody has melted this metal into flakes and rust.
Ah.
You don't think somebody stole the container so much as emptied it and then reduced the metal to nothing.
Interesting.
Before you get a sliver alert, and we cut back to Fours as Daryl, shaking with a seeker pistol in hand, go ahead and give me your perception, Fours.
My sliver alert is, Daryl's got a gun on me. We're in the wrecker whenever you're not busy. Is this stuff randomized?
Just keep rolling 19s. Don't question it. Just keep rolling 19.
34 perception.
With a 34, you can see that the seeker pistol that Daryl's holding still has an evidence tag on it.
Okay.
More so with a 34. You can see the shaking in his hand, as it seems like he probably has never actually used this. Mm-hmm. As he says, just put down the pad. Nobody has to get hurt.
I'll set down the pad.
Just want to make sure everything goes accordingly, okay? Fours? He's nervous as hell. He's about 10 feet in front of you.
Yeah, we can take our time here. What's the plan?
And in the most terrified aspect, you can see in his face and eyes, he does not have a plan.
Keegan will be on his way to the wrecker, by the way.
As soon as Forrest says, whenever you're free, I am immediately free. And I am using every bit of juice in my equipment to get there as fast as possible.
There's not a quick way here. There's no upper buildings, right? There's no place to swing.
Yeah, I imagine him like trying to fire like distant like walls just to get like a little bit of boost on lateral movement. But yeah, I can't swing there.
You can't get any height, or you can't get much height. Mm.
Yeah, like they're not, this area at least is not built for that. As Keegan's running.
How far away are we from the wrecker?
Oh, you guys will be there in about two rounds. So
okay.
So fours, you have about 12 to 18 seconds to deal with Daryl. As he's got the gun on you, and just don't move.
What did you think was going to happen after this?
Shut up! And he's going to aim at the data pad and try to take the shot.
All right, I'm going to. This has already been way too long. If he looks like he's going to take a shot at the data pad, I'm going to try and just kick it across the floor of the wrecker.
Okay. I'm going to give him an attack roll, and you will respond with a CMB for you to reposition the data pad.
All right.
And we're going to do an opposed roll.
Okay. Ooh, I can beat that. It's definitely doable.
Mm-hmm. No! Of course I rolled a one!
Perfect.
All right, very well.
So he shoots me in the foot.
I'd say, with the natty one, Daryl will line up the shot, take it. Keegan, Oswald, you hear a gunshot go off. And fours, you watch as you push the data pad away as he'll hit it, shattering the front and breaking through it, destroying the data pad as he'll drop the gun and start running.
All right. Well, there's no way in absolute hell that he's getting more than 20 feet away.
Both of you can see a halfling sprinting away from the wrecker as Fours is sprinting after him.
Okay,
obviously
good.
Faster than this guy can run, so Fours.
Oh, my God. Well, I got that one out of the way. What are the odds I roll two ones on CMBs?
One in 400.
Welp. You can always roll a two.
But more if you ask about what are the odds beforehand.
So yeah, trying to tackle him to the ground with a 22 on my maneuvers.
With a 22, you will grapple him and pin him to the floor as he'll scream and slap against you as he... No!
I could have pulled information off of a machine, and now we're gonna have to pull information off of a thing, a person. It's very sloppy. I wish you had thought about this.
Did he shoot the wrecker?
But Oswald and Keegan, you will arrive as Fours has this halfling pinned to the ground.
Mm. Oh, seriously, did he shoot the car?
I'll look up. He shot into it. I think the wrecker's fine. There might be a ding.
Yeah, I am just tearing up into the area. Like, I just come to a sudden stop right next to you.
I assumed you were fine because you get chased after him, but...
Are you okay, Fours?
You good?
Yep, I'm good. He didn't get me.
and I'm asking like because I know I ought to, but I'm just glaring at this halfling right now. I'm in like full on hunt mode right now, and if you weren't already holding him to the ground, I would have pounced on him.
Those ones growing up.
So I saw some blink dogs in the heist security footage. So I guess they're being helped out by the Sons of Zerain, but I don't know. Have we seen anything from the Sons of Zerain here? I'm just seeing a whole bunch of blink dog ammo.
That's a good point.
What does Daryl look like when I say that?
Daryl's in full panic mode. Like, you can feel his hand slapping into your arm, trying to push it away, but he doesn't have the grip or strength.
I'll stand on his hand.
That's interesting.
Yeah, his HCOM will fall out of his coat pocket, and as he... let me go! Let me go!
Sounds like they also hired some blink dog as security here.
Mm-hmm. What? No, they didn't. They didn't.
Daryl.
You mind checking his phone? And I'll just kind of, like, motion with my head and shrug towards the... Daryl's phone.
I'll That's my it. Property! It's my property!
So you have the face unlock? I'll turn it to... turn it to him on the ground.
He starts, like, doing... so I can't recognize him.
Let's see who you've been calling.
Is Mulv running after us? We just kind of, like, left Mulv in the lurch back at the slag.
Mulv's a couple rounds behind you. Heavy breathing is... What's happening?
Yeah, I'll look through the phone, see who's being calling, see who his contacts are.
You'll see a lot of his most recent contacts are Lawrence Dovers and Javier Valencia.
Javier Valencia and Dovers.
And Lawrence Dovers.
And Lawrence Dovers. I recognize that first
name.
I'll
nod and say, makes sense.
Who's Lawrence, Daryl?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Should I call him?
He'll never answer you. I don't know who he is. It's a spam
does that,
call.
Does that mean he'd never answer you? It's your phone.
Is he's like trying to squirm out from Four's grasp? No, he never answers me either.
I mean, I try and intimidate, but it's not going to be. Let's try it. Hey, 12.
Circumstance bonus.
We'll give him his small will save.
Ah, dang.
It's like, you have nothing. This is illegal. You can't just pin me to the ground.
I'll pull out my mercenary license. I can do whatever I want.
I can do a lot worse than pin you to the ground.
We can go down a different road if you'd like.
Yeah, he'll call out, Moles! Moles are attacking me! What did you do, Daryl? But you can see it's like a little bit annoyed because Daryl didn't call him by his name.
Yeah, did Daryl call him Moles?
Yeah.
I'm going to look real, real close at Daryl and see if I can tell, like, is this somebody wearing a disguise of some kind?
Go ahead and give me a perception.
Total of 16.
Yeah, with the 16, you don't get the impression that they're wearing a disguise.
Okay. How about detect magic?
No. The only magic you'd get is from whatever your allies and coworkers are wearing.
Okay.
So my best guess is that hijack stuff is probably sitting in a seeker warehouse with a bunch of other contraband.
Probably.
Just a guess.
It's not in a container anymore. They melted it.
They melted it?
Mm-hmm. Melted the container. As near as I can tell, they took all the goods and melted the container, so we would have spent a fair amount of time looking for a container that didn't exist.
And if it's blink dogs, we know they know how to move stuff pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Did the blink dogs seekers relationship, did that get foiled when we foiled the whole seeker insurrection plot, or is that still an ongoing thing?
They were friends well before that.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was like a if those were tied together.
Yeah, the blink dogs were not blamed for
something like that or enabling it or yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a seeker on seeker crime.
Yeah, the best kind.
Do we know where the nearest evidence depot is?
Let's see.
Feels like maybe that's on Amon maps, like nearest seeker station.
Could be.
I mean, there are seeker stations nearby. You know, there's ones in Sword Eye, though Investigator Quinn would be in charge of those at the moment because of what's been happening. Mm-hmm. The Arfuri district is kind of right now cut off. The seekers are not in control of that situation. Mm-hmm. But the depots that you went to were in the South Sulane district.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can't do some computer magic to look for likely storage places similar in this area that are likely to be seeker run. Was the warehouse we came from before, was it labeled as a seeker thing, or was it like a private, would it not show up in a search as a seeker thing, or would it show it was just a private warehouse?
Oh, the one from before?
Yeah.
It would be a private warehouse.
All right.
Did there happen to be any right angles anywhere near those two piles of slag?
No, sadly not.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their weird questions.
Are there any voicemails on Daryl's phone from either these two guys, Lawrence or
Javier?
There are not voicemails, but there are text messages.
Oh, good. That's the next best thing.
It is, but it's, you can't confirm who sent it, right? Like, you have text of a thing. We don't have, like, literally their voice saying they did this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
While Keegan looks through the phone, Oswald and Forrest, what are you up to?
I'm going to, so I'm not lying here holding a halfling the whole time, I'm going to go ahead and manacle this guy so I can get up and start doing other things.
Yeah, he'll definitely try to push against you. Go and give me a CMB. I'm sure you have this, but he'll definitely. What? You're not a seeker. You can't do this.
15.
Especially with him already grappled, a 15 will pass.
Cool.
Oswald, anything you're up to?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Mulv. Do you have any paper records at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Take me to those. Oh, he'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, as Mulv is walking away and they turn to you and you say, like, they'll be fine. They'll
yeah. Really, this is the best case outcome for Daryl, was it?
Okay. Yeah, no.
How long have you known Daryl, Mulv? I'll say as we're walking back to what I assume is Mulv's office.
Yeah, I've known him for a couple of years.
Really? A couple of years. Has he ever gotten your name wrong before?
Well, I mean...
Did I get your name wrong? Your name is Mulv, right? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, Mulv Ranza.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. You're fine. A lot of people call me Mul or MR, whatever works. But I guess when you say it like that...
I really want to just flat out tell this Mulv character that they're a terrible judge of character, but I don't because I still need things from them.
But you're right. Daryl's never gotten my name wrong before, and that feels weird.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Let's go look at that paperwork.
You'll get back to the portable and they'll give you access to the paperwork. We'll cut back to Keegan and Fours. Keegan?
Yes. The text messages. Anything pertaining to the heist or the shipment or anything?
So as you scroll through, there's a couple things that will pop up. Okay. One, messages between Daryl and Javier and Lawrence. We got the contract. We have the stuff. The stuff will be here at this time, this location. Messages from Javier. It seems as though there is a rogue AI that can use arcane magic, and it's loose. Worse, we found out that Estebald has it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Get the stuff, lock down the materials, Demozane for the sons, Therium for the dogs, take her out. We can't let our fairy make a foothold.
Okay.
Fours?
I'm kind of taking all this stuff in, but I haven't lined up what then my next course of action should be yet, or like what my next question would be.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess after I've got Daryl cuffed, I'll search him. Searching for more clues. Continue the indignity.
As you search, Darrow, you find their key ring with a variety of course keys for the area that locks up and whatnot. You'll find a USB key as well as a credit chip.
Okay. Oh, well, I gotta check how much is on the credit chip.
It is 12K.
Okay, right on. I'm just gonna sort of just instinctually breast pocket that. And a USB key. Gonna be checking that out. And I'll be checking that on my own device, I guess. Because you ruined the last one.
As you plug in the USB key, it shows kind of a map of the area. And it shows five specific locations, mostly garage doors or single doors down alleyways that are marked escape routes.
Okay. Oh, I feel stupid. I don't think I'm following 100% here. Yeah. It looks like escape routes. I haven't put together.
With no relevance, it's like if you found someone's like four favorite stops on Google Maps. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know why they go there, it's just kind of like, here's four locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll be looking at it, trying to sort of piece it together, and after a beat, I'll probably send that information over to the others, just to get more opinions.
Yeah, I mean, you guys get a map of the local area here in East Dusk Banter.
Okay, so yeah, I guess potential safe houses or storehouses? ? And I'll be sending that as a text to you guys, I guess.
I think I'm still with you, right?
Yeah, but you're looking at a different device.
True, I am looking at a different device.
Yeah, it's just like any family get together. We're all sitting on the couch looking at our phones.
But yeah, all these, I'll look at that in a minute. I'm going to be copying the messages that mention Estebol. I don't plan to give the phone back, but.
Yeah. I'll probably notice the chime on my HCOM from you sending that map over. Take a look at it and kind of like think about where I am and where these places are. Is there any of them that are like walking distance nearby?
Yeah, looking over the map that Forrest sent over, there is one place marked on the map that is not more than 200, 300 feet away.
Okay.
Like, it's still on the property here.
Okay, cool. Then I'll reply back to both Forrest and Keegan and kind of just, like, with a zoomed-in crop of, like, that one on the map and say, I'm heading here right now. Meet me there.
I'm just going to bring Darrow.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll make some excuse and tell Molv, like, I'll be there in a minute. Just start, like, getting the paperwork sorted and ready for me to look at.
I'm going to send this thread to Matilda.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Yeah, very well. Following with Oswald's map that was sent to him by Fours, with Darrow over your shoulder. Like, how are you carrying? Like, are you sandwich bagging Darrow? Is this I mean, I know he's a halfling, but how much dignity is in this carry?
Just grab him by the belt loop and drag him on the ground.
Come on, Darrow.
Probably just like the parcel under one arm. Yeah.
Frustrated, Darrow tries to struggle, but handcuffed, and he's not going to get anywhere. As you and Keegan follow over to where Oswald tagged you, leaving Molv behind, you will both get to a kind of double garage door that's supposed to scoot up in the ceiling kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. But it does have a card reader and pad next to it, which Fours, you can recognize, is very similar to that which you saw outside of the warehouse.
Okay. And did I ever figure out how to operate that? I think I watched someone operate it.
You did. They can use a card, but inspecting the keypad, there is a USB port at the bottom.
Ah, very good. I plug in the old USB key. hoping it's not a automatic trigger to some something dire.
You plug it in and the keypad goes from green to red to blue. Daryl struggles against you still, saying, "Leave me alone! No! You don't understand. These are people you fuck with, man. They're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill me." And Keegan, you get a text back from Matilda. Step one saying, "Who is this?"
Oh.
And step two saying, "Fucking Daryl." And that's where we will end the session for tonight.
Awesome. Awesome.
New fan favorite, Daryl.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Like, rate, review, subscribe. Join us in the Discord. Come talk to us. The music, as always, is from Nihilord. The opening and closing this season is How to Survive a Pre-Apocalypse. You also heard Dilemma and Everything Breaks. I hope everything's going well. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.